A private contractor has been providing the U.S. military in Afghanistan with reports on media coverage and profiles of individual journalists. The contractor has also been giving commanders a daily briefing that rates news stories as positive, negative, or neutral. NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports.
One of the journalist profiles obtained by NPR starts with a statement of purpose. It ends, "to gauge the expected sentiment of her coverage while on an embed mission in Afghanistan." I called up Lieutenant Commander Christine Seidenstricker to get her take on the language. She's a spokesperson for the U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Can you see why someone, reading that as a journalist, I would be concerned, and why people would be concerned about that kind of language?
I can. Unfortunately, that particular sentence does create the wrong impression on how they're being used. All I can do is tell you that that's not how they're used.
How they are used, she says, are for a basic background of a journalist, some of their stories, what their interests are, not for determining access. The reports are compiled by the Rendon Group. It has a contract to provide these profiles, among other things. It also writes press releases, speeches, talking points. Oh, and Rendon also rates stories for the military. Positive, negative, or neutral. On a recent day, a positive story was headlined, "Canadian helps Afghans create First National Park." A negative one, "three NATO troops killed in southern Afghanistan." Commander Seidenstricker says she doesn't know why stories are categorized that way before her time. She does say, though, she doesn't pay any attention to it.
I can safely say it has never been Department of Defense's intent to use any of that sort of information to deny or grant access as a decision point in embedding or in granting interviews.
Then why collect the information at all?
Again, I can't tell you why it was started. I can just tell you how we use it and how, or more importantly, how we don't use it.
Seidenstricker says they didn't start the contract and says to contact the unit there before hers, the 101st Airborne Division. So I called up Major Patrick Seiber. He's the press officer for the 101st. He says during his time in Afghanistan, he dealt with 62 different news agencies and 143 different reporters, and he had to rely on the Rendon reports.
Well, you got to have something, because we just don't have enough public affairs guys that can go through and do it, our own self to figure, to get, you got to know what you're dealing with. Our soldiers are at risk each day. There are dangers with fires, all this kind of thing. Information is also a risk.
And Cyber says that unlike Seidenstricker, he did pay some attention to negative ratings. If someone had a bunch of them, he'd want to know why.
This didn't happen very often. I mean, out of all those news agencies, I can only remember maybe a couple of times where there was somebody that we wouldn't take from that journalist because of their bent.
Both times, he says, the news agencies sent a different reporter. A statement from the Rendon Group says they are very proud of the work they've done for the U.S. military. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News.